Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is with a Tlingit Native Alaskan Cowboy, an American Indian. He is the Indian National Finals Rodeo Bareback Riding Champion in 2024. He calls Idaho home, and his name is Jacob Lees. Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Randy. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. It's good to see you. You've been in the winner's circle with the INFR. What's that like?
Oh, that's something. That rodeo is something special. It's kind of a new ground to me. It was brought to me by my traveling partner, Jake O'Roper. He's a past INFR champion himself. And I can't say enough good things about that rodeo. It was just a short time before this one. I got to go out there, have a ton of fun, meet a lot of new people, see a lot of new horses. And it was a great time. I can't wait to go back.
Well, it's very interesting to me that Jaco has led you well, because he led you into the INFR and you won an Indian National Finals Rodeo Championship a few years after him. Last year in round five, he drew the Bucking Horse C5 Rodeo Company, the Bucking Horse of the Year, a couple of times, Virgil. And this year in round number five, you drew C5's Bucking Horse, the great Virgil. Isn't that interesting?
That's something funny. And as soon as I told him, I bet I've talked to him on the phone five times today, him just shooting me some tips, shooting me some his advice. You know, he's been on that horse too, and he's been on him here. I've been on that horse as well, but it's always different in the Thomas & Mack.
We use these interviews as evergreen, and we can play them throughout the year, but presently we are just minutes away from his round five win on Virgil. And a Cherokee Cowboy drew him last year, and Tlingit Native Alaskan Cowboy drew him this year. That's so coincidental. Isn't that neat?
It is coincidental. You know, it's me, him and I are gonna have matching buckles now, and that's something funny. You know, I'll get to give him a little poke about that later when I get home.
And yours is newer.
Yes, sir. Mine's a year newer.
Yeah, we can tell him about that. Tell us about your people in Alaska.
Yeah, they call them people of the tides. You know, my grandma, she's a Tlingit Indian, and that all comes from her side of the family. I spent a little bit of time up in Alaska, probably about 5 or 6 years. And, man, it's somewhat new to me. I don't have a ton of knowledge about it besides, you know, just from my grandmother. I'd really like to get to know a lot more about it.
Well, next time you go, I want to go. That's on my bucket list, to go to Alaska.
Yes, sir. I'll take you, Randy, anytime.
That sounds fun. Let's, you know, we have a platform here to help recruit some youngsters to be the best that they can be. And it's my goal to get some to ride bareback bucking horses. Can you share with them listening on Native Voice One Radio Network, some of the young men, why you do this and how much fun it is?
Oh, man, there's nothing like making a good bareback ride. You know, the other events, they all have their special place. But the bareback riding, you know, it's a fight every time. And if that's the kind of thing, kind of rough and tumble thing that you're into, the bareback riding's place for you. Rodeo in general is an amazing sport, a great sport, and it's something that anyone can do. You know, no matter your size, build, there's an event for everyone. So it's a great family sport, great family event, and I encourage anyone to at least follow rodeo if you're not going to be able to compete.
Well, success in any sport goes beyond that to mental, physical, emotional, and in my mind, spiritual maturity. What have you done to take you to the top in those assets?
In the last few years, I have just really picked up my training, my faith in God, and everything. That's the two biggest things I can point out. You can't do anything without hard work, and you can't do anything without God. Those are the two top pillars of my life, and I encourage anyone to make them the top pillars of their life. And you'd be amazed with how far you can go with hard work and your faith in God.
Yes, sir. One more question. Is there anything that someone has shared with you that you would like to share with our listeners to help them have a good day?
Help them have a good day. Yeah, you can do anything with a smile on your face, even if you're getting punched in the mouth. You know, smiling makes everything better.
That's words of our champion, Jacob Lees, Tlingit Native American Cowboy, and we are so proud of you. God bless you, partner.
Thanks, Randy.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.